The sound you may hear in the background today is the rambunctious rustling of not one but two bona fide, unmistakable, genuine kittens. A bonded pair of male baby cats that I adopted recently, Panda and Berkeley. On the Berkeley Cat Records podcast, good morning. It's been a minute, and we have exciting news coming out the earballs. Firstly, faves have a hit. That's right, our very own Berkeley Cat supergroup, featuring Robbie Dunbar and Larry Lynch of Earthquake and Greg Kinband fame.
They
wrote this instant classic pop rocker, Here Comes the Rain, and recorded it with their band Faves. It's on Berkeley Cat Records, and we're going to play it in this very podcast a little bit later, so stay tuned. But we're going to kick things off in the spirit of solidarity with all the doggies and cats with this nugget recorded in the late 1990s, released on Fun 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 Records, and shared here by kind permission. Because, of course, Berkeley Cat Records Podcats is playing Alpha Doggy.
Alpha Doggy is in the cage.
the unmistakable stylings of Stiff Richards, you will find a link to Alpha Doggy in the text below this podcast. That was one of several iterations of a four-piece band that Paul Jackson and Ben Eastwood and I, all Uptones founder, alumni, lifers, did when the Uptones had broken up in the late 80s. And so through the 90s, we were a four-piece with a somewhat rotating cast of drummers. On that track that you just heard, it was J.T. John behind the skins, produced by Matthew King Kaufman, engineered by Michael Rosen. Speaking of Berserkly Records, cats. Yesterday, I took a little walk down memory lane at Down Home Music in El Cerrito with Bill Kopp, the author of Disturbing the Peace, a 415 Records history that he's on a book tour, and he invited me as a special guest. I didn't know what that implied, so I said, I like being special and a guest, and I showed up, and he put me on the stage next to him on this little forum in which he told stories from the book, and I chimed in on a few things, and it was really fun. I was a little nervous about it, frankly, because I usually don't do this kind of thing, but it worked out very nicely. I'll see if I can post a photo of it somewhere in here. In attendance were Joel Selvin and Buddy Bourne and Michael Goldberg and some other cats of musical aficionado greatness. Really wonderful to see some old friends and make some new ones. Pick up Bill's book. It's a really nice read. I've actually only read the chapters of My Friends Bands. And of course, I started with the Uptones chapter because of course I did. I also really enjoyed the chapters about Translator. They've been great friends of mine for these many years. And there were some stories shared about them in this forum yesterday. I also read the Monkey Rhythm chapter and the Wire Train. Wow, amazing stories. I mean, these folks I know, but I didn't know a lot of the inner workings, backstories, and, you know, things that they would share in retrospect, what, 3.5 decades later-ish. Next up, I'm going to read the Popo Pies chapter because Bill mentioned it yesterday that that was one of his favorite stories. He said there's something very funny in there, and I don't doubt it because the Popo Pies were magnificent and funny. By the way, this here is Panda. What you hear is the loud purr of a fluffy black kitten. Got tiger markings, but you can't really see them because he's mostly black. And his brother, Berkeley, is sitting nearby on the desk helping me produce this podcast. This is how we roll. Okay, and now there's a woodpecker banging at the wall outside. We have all sorts of ambient sounds today, but I have a very special treat. Charles Stella, my fellow Uptones guitarist and lifelong friend, has released his first solo album on Shandar Records, named after his childhood cat. And Charles told me that that was actually inspired by Berkeley Cut Records. I'm deeply honored, and so are the cats. Here is the opening cut from Charles's self-produced album, Shadowbox.
Thank you. image of fantasy that never was to be, an undeveloped mystery.
Charles Stella on melodica, vocals, and everything. I just love that track. He released it as a single, and then he followed it up with a whole album. I highly recommend picking it up. There will be a link below in the text. Oh, and the title of the song is A Photograph. Rumor has it there is a video in the works, and I'm looking forward to that. Oh, speaking of videos, Al Marshall has produced a video of This Place Isn't Here Anymore, a song from my album, and I am delighted to finally be able to foist it into the interwebs very soon. A few other brief headlines. Bond Meets the Godfather single featuring a new dub mix from the aforementioned Charles Stella is coming out on Berkeley Cat Records fairly soon. Don't have an exact release date yet, and that's appropriate to the subject matter. After all, you don't know where Bond and the Godfather are going to turn up or where they will meet. Ladies and gents, puppies and pod kittens, on the Berkeley Cat Records podcast today, we are proud to present Fave's summer pop rockin' banger, Here Comes the Rain.
I can
Yeah, that is the Mighty Faves. Larry Lynch on lead vocals and drums. I'm always amazed by drummers who can sing and play at the same time. And those sparkling guitar stylings are from none other than Robbie Dunbar, frankly one of my favorite rock guitarists in the world. This podcast is available to the world. This is your host, Eric Dinn, saying thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time, maybe.